Windows is making a commitment to make Windows better this year. Is this enough to win back their customers? Thanks for checking out this video by SwitchLinks. If you like this type of content, subscribe to the channel. If you'd like to see more, leave us a like and a comment down below. And we are going to be talking about an article that came out. So there's been some internal discussions at Windows, and they're looking down going, you know what? Most people are forced to use our products from either their work perspective or incompatibility with something that's a required part of their workflow, but increasingly people don't like Windows. And as the world moves to more cloud-based, web-based things, this leaves more options for other people to use Mac or Linux instead. And so they're actually noticing some dropping of their systems, and they're noticing people not wanting to upgrade. And they're noticing that the level of complaints are rapidly increasing. And so they have addressed this internally, and they have created a list of a bunch of things that they would like to change to make Windows better this year. Is this going to be enough? Is it going to be enough for me, who's been using Linux now for over a decade, because I got so frustrated with one element that they were doing? Newsflash, they're not changing that element, nor one of the other things that I think is the biggest issue. But we're going to go ahead and have a look at what their comments are. So three articles here from Windows Central. So this one here is the major improvements coming to Windows this year. So what are their major improvements? Well, the first is, well, they're going to be able to move the taskbar. Really? That's a priority for them, to move the taskbar. In fact, they even said that this is like the most asked for feature. And I disagree with that. In fact, somebody said in the comments of this article, no, there's actually a number of things people have asked for. Like, of all of the discussion, you know, I do Windows Wednesday every week to illustrate why I stick with Linux. That's why we talk about Windows every week, because I really want to keep an eye on what's going on over there, ask these fundamental questions. You know, are these types of things enough for me to go back and use that system? And looking at all these things, I have not seen very much commentation on the fact that the taskbar is locked. Most people, in fact, don't change it. In fact, the only time even on Linux distributions I've seen people move the taskbar is if it's not on the bottom, to put it on the bottom. That's what I do, and I know other people have done it as well. Not to say everyone does. And yeah, flexibility is good. Here, even on Linux Mint Cinnamon that I'm using, I can put that panel anywhere I want it to be. Okay. But they are going to address some of their biggest complaints, because they really are fearing that in this world that many people might just abandon the system because the hate for Windows has become so great. And is it justified? That's a question. Is this all justified or not? That is a fundamental question. And so looking at it, the first thing they want to do is they're going to bring back the ability to move the taskbar. That's right. It's on the bottom by default. You can now move it to the top and to the right and to the left. Well, that's the left. That's the right. Okay. I passed first grade. And so they say, repositioning the taskbar is one of the top asks we've heard from you. We are introducing the ability to reposition it to the top or to the sides of your screen. Okay. Number one, I do not think this is the top ask people have asked for. Number two, you mean you're going to reintroduce the ability, or you're going to bring back the ability? Not introduce, because you used to be able to do this on Windows all until, was it Windows 10 or Windows 11 that got rid of it? Was it like Windows 10, you could either put it on one or like on the bottom or on the right or on the left? I don't remember. But now in Windows 11, you can't. And I guess that is the absolute top ask. Everybody wants that top ask. That's the thing. Of course, down here in the comments, this guy says, let's see, went back, reread the article. My eye caught this. Repositioning the taskbar is one of the top asks we've heard from you. You mean the tops drop mandatory Microsoft account, uninstall Copilot, uninstall OneDrive, and stop resetting Edge as the default for file types aren't the top? Yeah, okay, that really was a thing. So they are going to go ahead and do this. They are going to reduce the type of ads that appear in the recommended feed. Reduce, not remove, reduce. They say it'll go as far as to easily let you disable ads within Start entirely. Okay, so you can disable ads in the Start menu entirely. What about a global don't show me any advertisements, recommendations, or anything else to that generalized effect? What about those features? Anyway, they are addressing performance issues. As a lot of people have said, the Windows 11 performance is a lot worse. This came out with gaming, what got so bad that Linux running Proton outperformed Windows on most games. And now current reports suggest that over, 85 or 90% of all games run better, if not exactly the same, better on Linux than on Windows. And really the only games that are excluded are those AAA titles that use the advanced kernel level anti-cheat. And there's been some discussion about that coming to Linux. If that happens, man, Windows might be cooked as far as gaming is concerned. Of course, what's going on here? Well, Windows has all these background processes that you may not even really want, and they're just sucking up all of the resources that could be used to make your game perform better. And so they want to adjust that. They want to improve the system performance, so reduce the resources used by Windows to free up more performance for what you're doing. These haven't been priority for Windows for a long time. That's the weird part about this. It's like they have encrapified their system so bad that they finally realized maybe we should walk back some of this stuff. They see more fluid and responsive app interactions, improving file explorer fundamentals, and elevating Windows system, subsystem for Linux experience. So I guess you have better Linux experience running around. So then they're going to talk about reliability. Reliability is a bedrock of trust. You should trust your PC is going to be there and function when you need it the most. As I say this, I did read headlines. I didn't read the articles. Headlines, I guess the latest March updates are breaking the login. Did I hear that right? Very reliable. Very reliable. Across the operating system, we will focus on improving the baseline reliability as the Windows Insider Program develop drivers and apps, updates, and Windows Hello. We want to strengthen the reliability of the Windows Insider Program, increasing OS driver and app reliability, improve Windows update experience, and improving the Windows biometric authentication, more reliable facial recognition, faster and more dependable fingerprint sign-on, and easier sign-on for gaming handhelds like the ROG Xbox Ali X. Ooh, there you go. Let's see. There's one other thing I wanted to mention, but I think it's somewhere else. Okay, so under craft, of course, you know, craft is, you know, the how have we honed our system over the years? This is why I like Linux Mint, right? It's a really good system. It continues to be a really good system, but they have toned it over the years to be nice and polished, listen to their users, address the things that actually need to be done, and they've done a really good job at their craft. How's Windows doing? So these are some of the things that I'm looking at going, okay, what they're calling a good user experience is the antithesis of what I call the good user experience. So improving start and taskbar applications, more consistent, dependable access to apps and files, expand taskbar personalization, including alternate positions and smaller sizes. So does this mean the system is going to personalize it more? I don't like that. A more relevant recommended start with clear controls. A relevant recommended start. That sounds to me like they're collecting a bunch of data and giving me what it thinks that I want, which is also usually the antithesis of what I want. All right, so in more focused user experience with fewer distractions, quieter, more streamlined device setup. We're going to talk about that here near the end. So widgets surface information more intentionally. So more distractions. I am neck deep in a project. I'm focusing on this. I think I might have it. Hey, the weather is going to do something. I don't care. Okay, if I want to know what the weather is going to be doing right now, I'll look out the window. If I look out the window and something looks disturbing, I know where to go and check the weather. Okay, I am full-time in a van. I have my pulse on the weather more than most people because it's more dependent on me. I am more dependent on knowing what the weather is doing. I do not need a distraction when I'm in it to work. I am perfectly capable of looking up the weather if I need it. But that's kind of the thing they're talking about here. The widgets surface information more intentionally. Simpler settings to personalize or disable widgets and feed content. And then reduce notifications to help you stay focused. Well, that's good. If they're going to stop giving me a pop-up notification for Office 365, I'm all down for that. But, you know. And then, of course, there's enhancing the search experience. So is this going to turn people over or not? I don't know. Let's see. I've already moved to Mac or Linux, obviously. So this says it depends on how well they deliver. And then you read through the comments, most people are saying, yeah, we've heard Microsoft promising things before, and they never seem to deliver. So Microsoft talking is a whole different thing from Microsoft doing. So that'll be kind of interesting to see. Now, one of the things that I think I glossed over here in this is AI. Well, they are addressing the AI, and they're basically saying Microsoft is putting an end to micro slop on Windows 11. No, that's not a correct headline. They're not putting an end to it. They are reducing Copilot in places that it makes sense to reduce it. Like, you know, the Photos and the Notepad, and there were two other places that, like, you look at us going, oh, why is this even here? Paint, I think, was one of them. Like, you don't need AI in Paint. Oh, and the snipping tool. So there you had AI interferences. They want to remove those. They want to put Copilot applications only where it seems to make sense. Go figure. They're not, of course, addressing the AI built into a lot of the other applications like Edge or the Office Suite or things like that. There's also no global turnoff yet, and they're not addressing a global turnoff. Like, you know, like Firefox just did, all right? Firefox rolls out with a new version. If you don't like AI, go into the settings. One place, very easy. You don't even need to touch the About config. You toggle that button, and as I tested that and while it was still in the developer preview, you toggle that button, it gets rid of everything AI-related. Love it. Awesome. That's cool. And those that want to use AI can toggle that button back on and customize the AI to your heart's content. But the same with Windows. The problem is that Microsoft makes a lot of money from the data that Copilot harvests. And so they are disincentivized from turning off the AI. And so they don't want to do that. They want to continue to have AI all over the place. So see us being more intentional about how and where Copilot integrates across Windows, focusing on experiences that are genuinely useful and well-crafted. As part of this, we are reducing unnecessary Copilot entry points, starting with apps like the snipping tool, Photos, Widgets, and Notepad. So this is kind of thing. Has AI bloat affected your Windows experience? Let's see. This guy turns it most off. Not really. Negatively. Yes, positively. Let me just turn this one. Let's see what people are saying here. Of course, I'm. Where's the option? It says I'm on Linux. I'm not on this nonsense. Okay, so the majority of people here, it's a tight race on this one. What the majority say, it is negatively impacting them. Most, and whereas that, so if you were to combine the yes negatively and most turned it off, it looks like 73% of people do not want the AI because it's either a negative experience or they've already had to go through and turn it all off. And so that is definitely an interesting point. Now, the one thing they did not address, though, in their de-encrapification of Windows is the Microsoft account. And this is, in my opinion, the biggest ask people have been asking for. And we know this because ways to bypass the Microsoft account creation being forced on setup, they are all over the place. And as soon as one pops up, Windows whack-a-moles it down. And then we have to find another way. And it's becoming increasingly impossible to go to the store, buy a computer, drive up to the top of a mountain like I usually do, open the computer up, and set the thing up. You just can't do that. Okay, it's like, there's no internet around here. I know. That's why I came up here to the top of the mountain, Microsoft. All right. But there are actually people inside Windows that are actually frustrated about this. And the article makes a really good point here in saying that the technically it's super simple. In fact, it's so super simple, they just have to reverse the things they did in the last couple months. Because you used to go on and say, hey, would you like Microsoft account? And many people went, no, I like a local account. And the problem is, a local account doesn't have information to be monetized. It doesn't give the exact biometric information about who that user is. It doesn't have a means to log exactly who is using that account. It doesn't give them the information they want. It doesn't give them things they can monetize. And so they have been getting rid of all of the possible means to create that local account. And I hear people say, well, just set it up with a local, with a online account. And then you go ahead and Turn it off. I'm not playing their game. I'm not playing your game. I do not want to be roofied across the table. I just want to set the computer up. You know what I mean? And so, with that being said, there are some insiders, including some high-level guys, that are really frustrated about this forced account stuff. And I think it's contrary to what Microsoft wants at a corporate level, but the Microsoft Windows team itself is kind of frustrated. So this guy here, Microsoft Vice President and overall developer legend Scott Helsman, posts on X in response to someone asking him about the possibility of relaxing the Microsoft account requirements, saying, yeah, I hate that, working on it. That's good news. And so there's a number of people inside the company that are working on that. And so looking at this poll is interesting. Now, so we look at these. Use a local account if it's allowed. Stick with a Microsoft account. I like both options clearly offered, and I don't mind the current requirement. So I don't mind the current requirement. It means you are forced into a Windows online account, like a Microsoft online account. This one allows the local account. This one, I think these two here are kind of about the same. I'd use a local account if allowed. It's very similar to I like both, you know, clearly. And this guy says, yeah, I'd stick with the Microsoft account, which is effectively the same as this. So this is really a yes, no, do you like Microsoft accounts? So looking at this, combining the two of saying I want a choice, which are basically all the same, you know, I would use a local account if allowed, and I'd like both options set up clearly. That is that 90% of all survey responses said, give me a choice. 10% saying, I want the Microsoft account, and I do not mind that I'm forced to create it. Now, there's some excellent comments down here. This first guy here, Timon here, he actually mentioned he wants the option to not have it because... he lists here two reasons. I do remember both reasons. So I'm not going to read it verbatim. So first reason is he is that poor sap that everyone takes their computers to when something's not going right. And so oftentimes he needs to refresh, backup, do whatever else. He said he'd like to be able to do all of that on the computer and then hand it back to the family member and let them set up any accounts, which he can't do if he has to create a Microsoft account on set. And he said the second reason is he uses a computer to his TV instead of a smart TV. And he just does not want that PC tied to anything he's doing on any Microsoft account. It's just there. It's an open system. Anybody can go in and use that computer. And so he's like, yeah, I just need a local account on this. Now, that latter part, he could set up an old computer. Sure, set up a local account if it's still allowed. Remove the online account, you know, and do something like that. But it would be a lot better if I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to buy this PC with the intention of setting it next to the TV as a public computer that anybody can access. Bringing it home and setting it up with just a local account is the best of all these worlds. All right. And so really we need this. Now, this is why I'm ultimately sticking to Linux, and I use Linux Mint. Now, the other thing that was not addressed is the telemetry. That is why I switched Linux the first time. I do not want random telemetry being collected and sent to Microsoft. I just don't want it. I do not want a connection. And you cannot use that argument. Well, we're just using this to make sure that everything works better. Dude, your system has gotten infinitely worse since you started forcing this requirement. You clearly are not utilizing the data. It seems to me like you're just collecting information about people because we know it's tied to IP addresses and now to Microsoft accounts. And so now they know exactly what type of computer you're using and things like that. And they can gather a lot of information, including demographic data, which they may not be technically allowed to collect, but you know, they do anyway. Right. And so looking at that, I like Linux because I can choose what I do. I can choose if it goes on the internet or not. I can choose an account or not. I can set this up with even Microsoft accounts, Nextcloud accounts, Google accounts. I can set all those up on the internal level of Linux Mint if I want to allow some form of app integration, but I don't have to. And it's an awesome thing that I have those choices inside of my system. So that is kind of my thoughts about all this. Obviously, if Microsoft did these changes, it would definitely be good and beneficial for people that are forced to use Windows still. But at the same time, they're not getting rid of AI entirely. They're not giving you the option for the opt-out. They're not allowing you to opt out of all telemetry. And it looks like they do not want to remove that ability, that forced Microsoft Online account. So that's kind of why I'm sticking with Windows. Not to mention, hey, I came for the privacy, I stayed for the FOSS. I kind of want to know that somebody else outside the company has vetted what this system is doing. And for that reason, I'm going to stick with Linux rather than Windows, but it would be a great thing if Windows went ahead and did these. Let me know your thoughts about all that in the comments down below.